Let's talk a little bit, first of all, about the women's, the 100-meter hurdles. And I'll ask you, why do we have so much depth in this country? Or what is it about that program, that particular event, that seems to have, you know, resulted in, I mean, how many people, did I think everybody in that event reached Olympic standard for the most part, did they not?
Yes, they did.
What is it about that event that makes us so deep in it?
I mean, once you figure out the fundamentals behind it, what is it you need to do? And you got these ladies, you know, who are hungry, who wants to be on the team, started thinking. And a lot of these guys started to do their homework towards it. What is it they need to do next? And, you know, we had a decent program that put together. We have biomechanics and everything. All these athletes had a chance of doing stuff that other countries never had. And the turnaround was, you know, they started pulling the information in, and before you know it, everybody became, you know, started running fast. And next thing I knew, there were six girls who ran the standard for the game.
With Anthony McCleary on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Kind of a silly question here, Anthony. Are women's 100-meter hurdle, are they basically 100-meter specialists that you have to teach to hurdle? You know what I mean? And I mean that, or is it women who develop all along as 100-meter hurdles runners and they just keep developing, or would you look at a 100-meter runner and then try to develop them into a hurdler?
You could. I mean, you could definitely take a 100-meter specialist and, you know, with time, patient, and work with an athlete who has the ability to understand what you are saying, take the information that you give them and start working with it, then you can definitely turn a sprinter into a hurdler. I mean, you can't just say I'm a hurdler and no sprinting. There's no way you can run 13 seconds, 100-meter sprint, and says, "Oh, I'm going to run 12 and change in the hurdles." You got to have some form of speed. Most of these girls have a lot of speed behind them, so they can run, and you know, then they have to go over the obstacles. And once they have that, it's a cakewalk after that.
With Anthony McCleary, a track and field coach on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. What are the chances of a medal in London in this event?
Just as good as any other country. I mean, as you guys remember, 2008 with Lolo, you know, she was the girl to win the 100-meter hurdles, and all of a sudden, you know, something happened. It's 10 obstacles. You got to be focused. Can't be hungry. You got to make sure when you catch your rhythm, you ride it and increase in it. So there's stuff that we have done in practice to mimic that situation. You got Felicia George, Nikita Holder, who's heading in there. And they're ranked. They're ranked, you know, in the top 10 hurdlers that could actually pull a medal out. So there is a big chance. There's no medal that's actually secure for anyone. Anything can happen. So they have that mind frame that, you know, they can get one. And I think, you know, one of them might be able to pull it off. We're not sure yet, but somebody will. In 08, we didn't thought Priscilla would have, but mm-hmm. Only hole she did.
Anthony, once a competitor, in the case of Nikita, once she has qualified for the Olympics, once she knows that she's going to the Olympics, does her training program change? You know, has it changed since Calgary? Because, okay, now we know what we're looking towards. We're looking towards qualifications and such and such a day. Do you change her program as a result of that, or is it sort of just keep doing what you were doing leading up to the Canadians?
You change it a little bit. Now you start looking towards increasing the speed a little bit more. And once you increase the speed with the athlete, you have to do it over and over and over with them until they actually get it. Because it becomes a rhythm, and once you catch that rhythm, you got to be able to increase on it. We modify a little bit of thing. You know, we don't lift a lot of weights anymore. A lot of things just pretty much dropped out. Before, when we first started the season, it would be 80% hard work, and now it's vice versa. It becomes, you know, mental. There's a lot of mental training going on with them, seeing themselves going through the course over and over. So we tweak the program a little bit, you know, and take a lot of the heavy workout, the lactic acid stuff that they used to get before in practice, and now we're trying to go for speed, for them to be running fast. We got, you know, till August 7th, it says, okay, 6th and 7th, this is when I need you to run fast on this day. We needed to run personal bests. We needed to do this. So we started changing a lot of stuff in the program until we hit that point.
With Anthony McCleary on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, in the case of Nikita, pretty young runner, can you prepare her mentally for what she is going to face in London, both in terms of the scrutiny, the pressure of the event, the big crowds, just the whole Olympic experience? Is there a way that you can prepare someone mentally for that?
with Nikita? I don't know. Yeah, we might. We should be able to get some stuff with her.
She seems to have a lot of fun.
She does. She doesn't get upset, you know. I mean, when she knows when she messed up, you know, she'll come up. She'll tell me what's going on. I wasn't too happy with this. With Felicia, you know, mentally we can really get into her head. With both of them, I can definitely, you know, get into their head, because it's just not myself alone working. There's two coaches, myself and Desi Williams, and they got a group of team that's around them. We work at the CSC Sports Center with, you know, Judy Goss and all these people, Carolyn Taylor, Chris Delson, Tommy, all these guys from the CSC Sports Center. That does like a lot of work and get these guys mentally prepared for certain things in that department. So my job become a little bit easier having the team that we have put around these guys. And, you know, they say the right things to let these guys, you know, make sure that the athlete is focused. And one of the things, they work with Nikita. If she has a problem, she'll pick up the phone and says, you know, I'm having so-and-so. And so a lot of the time, I would like to help, but, you know, there was a lot of athletes that's going to the games. It's, you know, it's six athletes from the group that's going to the game. So all the people that's around us, that's their job to actually kind of help them to be focused. And, you know, we get in, and myself and the other coach, as I do the other stuff, you know, make sure they're focused when they get out there. There's nothing on their mind. They don't want to think about anything. I know she's getting married, but, you know, we try to keep that out of the way and, you know, get her prepared for what she has to do. She knows she got one task to do, and she's focused on doing it. They both are, anyways. Both girls are.
With Anthony McCleary on Sportsnet 590. The Fan. Anthony, I think one of the things, when a lot of people looked at the composition of this team, obviously Jessica Zelenka going, she's competing in the heptathlon. And I'm wondering, one of the reasons I think a lot of people thought Priscilla Loebschleep would be so good in this team, in addition to her abilities on the track, was she could be a bit of a mentor. I mean, she's been through a lot. She's hugely, as we know, a very mentally strong person. Is there going to be a bit of an issue there, because Jessica's going to have to focus so much on her first event before she gets into the hurdles? Will she still be able to provide some sort of mentorship or some sort of role in that regard with Nikita in particular?
I'm not sure she'll be able to help these guys right now, because pretty much she's going to be in the help in the competition too. So
yeah,
I'm assuming she'll be focusing on the heptathlon that she has to do, and then, you know, a few days later she got to be prepared for doing the hurdles, and she wants the exact same thing what these girls want. It's that little shiny piece of thing, you know, whatever color it comes in. So, I mean, it's like, you know, going to the competition and says, okay, this is what I need you to do. No, she won't. And none of these girls will. They'll, you know, you've trained 4 years. There's no way, you know, you're going to give that up to give to someone else. She's going to be focused and be prepared on what she has to do to get one of those little shiny things.